You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. And this is my must-watch episode. So if you are enjoying this episode, please share it with those that you work with, that you talk to in the neighborhood, your friends, your family. Pass on the list of what to watch this week, because ultimately it just adds more and more conversations. So this week's list is fantastic, but I have to tell you the first thing that's on this list is The Crown Season 5, because it is finally premiering. And we have watched so much with the royal family this year, with the death of Queen Elizabeth, with everything that goes on with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. There's no better time than now to get completely immersed into the history of the royal family. I have done a ton of episodes about royal family-centered docuseries and documentaries. I recommend, if you are about to begin this journey of The Crown, that if you want a little bit more background, to watch the docuseries on Netflix called The Windsors. It is excellent and will give you more context. What I love about The Crown is that as you watch, you will be looking on your phone. You will be looking up information about all of these historical events, and it makes you realize how much little people outside of the UK know about British history and the history of the monarchy. So it's just that added bonus of watching these incredible actors and then the historical element. So The Crown Season 3 is premiering on November 9th, and it follows the political rivalries and romance of Queen Elizabeth II's reign and the events that shaped the second half of the 20th century, which includes, of course, the marriage of Prince Charles and Princess Diana and their divorce, that infamous interview that she did with Martin Bashir. This is not to be missed. You are going to love it, and make sure that you go back and listen to the interviews that I've done. You can just put in the search, Reality Life with Kate Casey and Royal Family. You're also going to want to check out Love is Blind Season 3 on Netflix, because this week you will see the weddings happen, and some will get married and probably some won't. But what I found the best thing about this season, which is, by the way, set in Dallas, and sometimes I think that certain parts of the country tend to get better and more interesting cast members because it's a little bit less likely that they're using it as an opportunity to become an actor or a host. A little bit. You know, I have found that this season that the personal stories are interesting, but the conversations that these couples have on the show are far more interesting and more complex and more important than they do on other reality shows in the dating genre. So it will be interesting to see who gets married and who does not get married. And then, of course, the reunion. And so you can watch that and just deep dive it as well. It's Love is Blind Season 3. And the new episodes, which are all the wedding episodes, come out November 9th. If you love sports, you're going to love Say Hey, Willie Mays on HBO. It follows Mays' life both on and off the field over 5 decades as he navigated the American sports landscape and the country's ever-evolving cultural backdrop, all while helping to define what it means to be one of America's first Black sports superstars. He left an indelible mark in New York City and San Francisco, building a love affair with both cities' fans, and that airs November 8th. That's going to be perfect for anyone who loves sports, and especially little kids. FIFA Uncovered looks fascinating. It's on Netflix. From power struggles to global politics, it's an exploration of FIFA, revealing the organization's checkered history and what it takes to host a World Cup. Perfect for soccer fans, especially if you're somebody who has followed the many, many stories that have come out of the FIFA over the years. Again, it's called FIFA Uncovered on Netflix. Perfect for someone who loves sports. Absolutely perfect for somebody who loves soccer. State of Alabama versus Britney Smith is also on Netflix. It's out November 10th, and it tells the harrowing story of a woman trying to use Alabama's Stand Your Ground law after killing a man she says brutally attacked her. So the law says that a person who is not engaged in an unlawful activity and is any place where he or she has the right to be has no duty to retreat and has the right to stand his or her ground. Brittany Smith testified in court that Todd Smith, no relation, was holding her brother Chris McCauley in a headlock and threatening to kill them all while she fired the gun at him. She also testified that Todd Smith had raped and strangled her earlier in the night at her home in Stevenson, and that's in Alabama. I did what I thought I had to, she said in the trailer for the documentary, because if I wouldn't have, my brother and I would have been dead. She pled guilty to murder and was sentenced to 20 years in prison, split to include 18 months in the Jackson County Jail and 18 months on house arrest, and was released after getting credit for time spent in jail awaiting trial. So again, this is a question of the state of Alabama's Stand Your Ground law and whether or not after killing a man, Brittany Smith, who said attacked her, whether it was fair. Capturing the Killer Nurse on Netflix. So this is another great true crime one, and I know that all of you who love true crime, this is right up your alley, because it reveals how investigators proved ICU nurse Charles Cullen was killing patients and how close he came to getting away with murder, which is terrifying. But there are so many of us that, oddly enough, just love the puzzling that comes with watching anything true crime. It's like feeling like when the world is crazy around you, that at least there's this one little thing that maybe you can find a solution or an answer to. So that is called Capturing the Killer Nurse. Save Our Squad with David Beckham is so perfect for little kids who love sports because, well, actually adults too. So this one's on Disney Plus, and David Beckham returns to his East London roots to mentor Westward Boys, a young grassroots team who are at the bottom of their league facing relegation. That's out November 9th. I have to say, while watching the end of Welcome to Wrexham, which is excellent on Hulu, about Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney becoming owners of this Welsh soccer team, I did notice that David Beckham was in it at the end, and I wonder if he's trying to make an investment in this team, but this makes more sense to me that he has a show that's sort of adjacent. And I would love to know the timeline. Did he hear about these two owning a team? Was he inspired by Ted Lasso? What happened for him to get involved in this project? Or were the good people at Disney Plus like, this is actual genius in a bottle stuff? So that's out November 9th. Save Our Squad with David Beckham. If you love sports too, Hard Knocks is back with the Arizona Cardinals. So you will join the Cardinals after the completion of their 9th regular season game versus Seattle, and then through the end of the regular season and hopeful playoff run all the way to the Super Bowl. That's out November 9th. This is a great show. My friend Taria just said to me, I don't know, all of a sudden I'm into football. This is a great gateway to football. If you are with somebody and they talk nonstop about football, they want to watch football games all the time. These are more personal stories about the players, about how the team works, the business side of football. And I feel like this is such an excellent way to kind of get your feet wet. I actually know a coach from the Cardinals too. So you got to watch it. Hard Knocks in season, the Arizona Cardinals on HBO. listen, I don't know where you are in your comfortable clothes journey, but I am going to change your life. You need to be wearing Vuori. You're going to do a lot of things this fall, hiking, running, lounging, and watching my must-watch list. And you need to feel nothing but joy and comfort. The minute I was gifted with a black pair of Vuori performance joggers, my life, it was forever changed. Never had I enjoyed such comfort while working out or on the go. Listen, I love Vuori so much, I'm now converting all of my friends and family too. My husband cannot imagine sleeping again without a Vuori men's ponto short. My sister is now fully embracing the daily legging and the energy top. Her boxing trainer now wears Vuori shorts. Her hairdresser, Vanessa, is now wearing Vuori performance joggers. We all love Vuori, and let me tell you something, you will too. So go now to Vuori.com/Kate. That's Vuori.com/Kate to get 20% off your first order. That's Vuori.com/Kate to get 20% off your first order. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KateCasey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KateCasey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KateCasey. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Now, I've been watching The Vow. This is The Vow Part 2. The backstory in The Vow is that this is a documentary series from Oscar-nominated Emmy-winning directors. And they are following members who join the self-improvement group NXIVM. I have long said I've become a NXIVM scholar for covering the story for over 5 years. So with NXIVM, their leader was convicted of sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and other crimes. And so The Vow reveals the emotional toll of unfolding events of all of the individuals that have since left this cult or are facing criminal charges. So it's set against the backdrop of the federal trial of the United States against Keith Raniere, and it offers a rare view into his innermost circle, including co-founder Nancy Salzman. It follows the legal and emotional journeys of the group's founders, supporters, and defectors as new evidence and stunning revelations come to light, while federal prosecutors and defense attorneys, who, by the way, are both interviewed during this series, they both engage in a trial in the national spotlight. So it is 5 years after Keith Raniere's arrest in Mexico amid rumors of a secret sex sorority within his self-help company, NXIVM. So it's like one of those like self-improvement groups, but was actually masking this wildly sociopathic leader, Keith Raniere, who was controlling all of its members. And it seems to me, in watching the first few episodes, that he was also actually controlling his second in command, to the point where her own daughters were having relations with Keith, and in some way, she was complicit, like she was fine with it, which is just makes no sense to normal people. But when you look at the broad context of the members of this group and how he was able to convince them to do really astounding things, you realize just how mad he was, how controlling, how sociopathic, how just what an awful human being he was. So I've been covering this for 5 years and watching the trial. So I was really eager to hear from Nancy Salzman. And now in this next episode this week, you're going to get to hear from her daughter, Lauren. She testifies to decades of manipulation at the hands of Keith. The supporters are unconvinced by evidence presented. And Nancy Salzman says quite a bit about what the sequence of events were as her daughters joined the group along with her, how she created these strange techniques that they all studied. The episode last week focused on the good things that the court wanted, or the defense team wanted the court to know about Keith Raniere, which was that they were able to somewhat or seemingly reverse Tourette's syndrome in some of their members. But as the episode goes on, you have to wonder, were they just drugged without their knowledge? Like, what was really going on behind the scenes? So you have this juxtaposition of people who in archival footage had very bad Tourette's syndrome, but now seem to be able to manage their symptoms. And so the court used this as an example, like, see, he's done good things. These techniques were created. And I'm sure that the Salzman defense also used that footage as their presentation of how she was somebody who was a do-gooder who had only had the best intentions. But I can't always get past what happened to Lauren Salzman. And she was Sarah Edmondson's best friend. And I believe she was the officiant at her wedding too. So you've heard me interview Sarah, who was the first woman to come forward with the branding on her hip. And I can't help but wonder what it must be like for Sarah as she watches Nancy talk, because obviously she's had her own life experience and how much of it she empathizes with her, because she said in my interview that she has come to a place with Lauren where they've made peace with one another. They may never be the best of friends again, but she has a lot more empathy than she did because she sees how much control that Keith had over her. And I'm wondering as the episodes go by if I will end up feeling similarly to Nancy. So make sure you watch that. Endlessly fascinating. So these are the things that I want you to watch this week. And there's a lot to watch, so you've got a lot of homework. The Crown Season 5 on Netflix. That's out November 9th. Love is Blind Season 3, The Weddings, November 9th. Say Hey, Willie Mays, HBO, November 8th. FIFA Uncovered on Netflix, November 9th. State of Alabama versus Britney Smith on Netflix, November 10th. Capturing the Killer Nurse on Netflix on November 11th. Save Our Squad with David Beckham on Disney Plus on November 9th. Hard Knocks in Season, the Arizona Cardinals on HBO on November 9th. And every Monday, you can watch The Vow Part 2. As always, I'm hoping you have a great week. You can follow me on social media on Twitter at Kate Casey, Instagram at Kate Casey CA, and on TikTok at It's Kate Casey. I'm on Cameo at Kate Casey. My must-watch list is available at katecasey.substack.com. It is a guide of what to watch in unscripted television all week, and you've got to sign up to get that in your inbox. Two upcoming live shows, New York City at the City Winery on November 20th. You can get tickets at citywinery.com/NYC. Jonathan Mark will be my special guest. My Los Angeles show is December 3rd at the Hollywood Improv. You can get tickets at improv.com. And my special guests are Jake and Matt from the Reality Gaze podcast. And also, you can get bonus episodes by going to my Patreon at patreon.com/KKC.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, Is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.